every day when I used to pick up my daughter from school, that was the first thing I would ask. You know, I was like, give me a fun fact. That was just a way of breaking the ice to have conversation with her.
Right.
You know, as a little girl, sometimes she was not as open to speak, you know, okay. You know, with me, you know, in the car. So it was like, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, all right, breaking the ice. All right, give me a fun fact. And so as she got into it, and so I learned all these little fun things. And so during the show, I said, what can we do to honor her? And so that's where we got the name Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
And listen, y'all, that's one of my favorite. Here, tell you, yeah. That's one of my favorite segments. That and things that make you go, hmm.
That's all. So when we started it, it was just one, because I went through all of them.
Right.
It was just one. Like, we did just like one fact.
Right.
But now we go, the fact, did you know, and things that make you go. I was talking with Rodney.
Okay.
You know, his daughter would be 26.
Oh, my goodness. Raven.
She would be 26. And Mary would, tomorrow, would be 25.
Okay, let me say this, y'all. Just for y'all that don't know. Coach, his daughter passed at a young age.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. She mm-hmm. was 15. 15 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Just all of a sudden, you know. And Rodney, his daughter all of a sudden passed, too.
Right.
That was in 04?
No, it was 9 months before Mary passed.
Wow. So it's crazy. So Raven would have been
26
today,
this year. You're right.
And today,
tomorrow
Mary is Mary 25.
And we were, when we were talking, the thing that we were saying was, I wonder what she would even be like, because she would be a totally different person than when she passed at 15. You know, at the 25, you know, that's so, what we pondered, you know.
So this is how real this is. I'm going to let him read this, and everybody that's in the house is going to come, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Mary.
Right. So come on up and let's sing happy birthday.
Come on. Let's sing happy birthday to Mary. On three. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you to our supporters. This episode is a compilation of Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts. We hope you enjoy this special mixed pod episode of On and Off the Field. Come listen, laugh, learn, and be inspired. It's a good question. My daughter, Mary, Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
I love it.
All right.
Shout out to the Mary.
It took place on a dairy farm in Bethel, New York.
A dairy farm in Bethel?
A dairy farm.
So is that upper state New York?
Upstate New York.
Dude, have you ever been there?
Beautiful.
I want to go.
It's gorgeous.
Is it like...
It's nothing like the city. It's like being in another state almost.
Is it like... And just give me the best description. Is it like the forest, the tree, like forest?
Like New England. Like you would see in New England, yes. Colors, leaves, trees,
fall,
all that.
Colors. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Spring.
Beautiful.
What?
Yeah. Lots of green.
What about the wintertime?
Cold.
Very cold.
Very cold. Bitter cold. Lots of snow.
So that's Bethel. So it took place in Bethel, New York.
Bethel, New York.
In August.
It was in August. It took place August 15th, and roughly about 500,000 people
Ooh,
attended.
Woo.
It was originally billed as an Aquarian exposition, 3 days of peace and music, an arts festival.
Right.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, interesting. You know, at my school, University of Maine, we did a... But we called it Bumstock.
Okay.
It was a recreation of Woodstock. Certainly not on that level.
Right.
But same concept. You just go crazy and have fun all day.
So Mobile just had their first annual...
It's a Caribbean...
Caribbean something? Festival, which is derived from the festival they have in Brazil.
Carnival.
Yes.
Right.
So they kind of pull from that.
Did you go? I didn't go.
I did. I went down.
How was it?
It was good. There was a lot of vendors, a lot of culture.
Okay.
A lot of Caribbean culture.
Did they do a parade?
They did. They did a parade, which went from right around the courthouse area.
Was it big like Mardi Gras?
Not as big.
Not as big, okay. No,
but they had a lot of heavy culture.
Okay.
Dressed down like with the Brazilians, dressed in their garb and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, everywhere.
Nice.
So I actually got some drone footage too. I got to edit it. I got you, bro. I got you. On and off the field. We do it. Hey, I told you. Come on, coach. You never going to know where you find us at. We might be in a drone looking at you, but we ain't, listen, we ain't spying.
Come on, coach. Yeah. So we've got a little segment. This is your granddaughter's segment. It's called the Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact. Mm. The last time Minnesota won the Big Ten Conference title in football was in 1967. How does it feel to be a part of the last Big Ten championship football team?
Well, we keep waiting for the record to be broken, but
it's a long time.
We're kind of like the old Miami Dolphins.
Right.
That undefeated team,
Don Shula.
Every year, they keep saying, the record's going to be broken, but we remain the last Big Ten champions.
Yeah. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact.
Yes, sir. We got three of them. Huh?
Three of them.
Come on,
so opera singers can perform in multiple languages.
That's fire.
And Nigel was going to sing a song for us in another language.
That's going to be fire.
Yes. And did you know that Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker made a hobby of singing opera?
No. I had no clue.
It's good.
I didn't know he was an opera singer.
He sings it in his hobby.
I might need to be an opera singer, bro. I don't know.
All right. Last one. Things that make you go, hmm.
Okay.
Placido Domingo set the world record for the longest applause when performing the title role Giuseppe Verdi's Otello in Vienna in 1991, mm-hmm. Placido Domingo received 101 curtain calls and an 80-minute standing ovation, setting the world record at the time for the longest applause.
There ain't no way, bro.
Woo.
That's an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Of clapping.
He must have held that note. Like,
and lauding somebody like that dude. Like, I know my opera sounds horrible. I'm glad I did that before Nigel came on.
No, right? He gonna put us to shame.
Right.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
I like these, dude.
A giraffe's tongue.
Oh, no.
Which can be up to 2 feet long.
Jeez.
Can clean the inside of its own ear with its own tongue.
What?
Yeah.
Now I know how I feel when the tongue go in my ear. I get the shivers. So you mean to tell me a giraffe can stand there and give himself the shivers whenever he wants? What happens with a tongue? What happens when a tongue go in your ear, coach? Let's just be clear. There you go. You shiver. You shiver. You tremble. So a giraffe.
Sit the giraffe be like,
all day long. What? Don't nobody touch me.
Did you know?
Okay.
Did you know that despite their size, giraffes are surprisingly quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Their vocalizations are mostly low frequency hums or grunts, which can be difficult for humans to hear.
I've never heard a giraffe make a sound.
I haven't either.
And then when they move, even when they run, you can't hear it,
right,
dude.
Exactly.
How in the world?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Think
about
that.
How in the world?
You got to think about that.
If they had a pistol, they could sneak up on anybody. I'm talking about doing low neck drive-by. They didn't even see it coming. They say, how did they catch a giraffe? Caught him slipping. You know, you can't hear him coming. Watch. Because they make their vocalizations are mostly low frequency hums and grunts. So the drive-by efficiency is very high. They hardly ever miss a victim.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I love that.
All right, Mary's Nerd Nugget
and I
Fun
love
Facts.
You. You come right behind with this, bro.
All right, this is a good one. This is some good ones.
They're all good.
All right, if you went to the 1893 World Fair, which mm-hmm. was held in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't murdered by the serial killer H.H. Holmes.
What?
Yeah, he was going around murdering people at this fair.
What?
Yes. These are some of the things you would see if you survived.
Okay.
The first Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Harry Houdini.
Okay.
Juicy Fruit,
which I did not like.
You don't like Juicy Fruit?
They wouldn't last in the last.
They don't last long.
Yeah, it's right, like glue after that. 5 minutes and it's glue.
Especially that. Remember that rainbow?
Yeah, that's the best flavor. But the flavor go fast.
I mean, like real fast.
You know, you glue.
Pabst Blue.
Right? Listen, and Pabst Blue Ribbon was horrible.
Horrible beer. Oh, my beer. Oh. It's like a cult beer now.
What?
Yes, a cult following now. They sell it downtown Mobile.
Why?
Exactly.
It's toilet water.
Quaker Oats.
Okay.
Cracker Jacks.
I love.
And then Bertha Palmer introduced the brownie.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And you'll like
to. I wonder if they were special brownies. Hey.
These are funny brownies.
Brownies.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Okay.
All right. And Nancy Green making her pancakes and telling stories as her character, Aunt Jemima.
So Nancy Green
she
is.
She was Aunt Jemima.
Is, what?
She was a. Wait a slave. Minute. She bro. Was an ex slave.
I need to. Okay,
she
go
was,
ahead.
She was play, she was t- making the pancakes and telling the stories, and that's how.
That's Nancy Green is Aunt Jemima.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, look
bro.
Her up one day. She I looks will. Just like Aunt
that's
Jemima.
That's lit.
And the last was George Ferris debuted the Ferris wheel.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. It was the first Ferris wheel.
Cool.
Did you know?
All right.
In the 17th century, people were still accidentally buried alive.
Oh, no, bro.
So to prevent the mistakes.
I got claustrophobia just hearing it. I had to breathe. Wait, man. Could you imagine being buried? Dude, that's horrible.
Horrible feeling. They did a movie about that.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So to prevent the mistakes, they would attach a bell above the grave.
Please.
Allowing the person to ring it if they were still alive.
Yes.
And this way, they were thus saved by the
oh,
bell.
Oh, my goodness. Listen. I feel like I'm being taken to school, boy. This is lit. Oh, y'all.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Okay, I'm already there, bro.
In the 18th century, painters charged more for full-body portraits because including arms and legs required much more detail and time.
Right.
In other words, it would cost an arm and a leg.
That's, wow. How do you, where do you find these at, bro?
3 a.m. in the morning, bro.
Wow, 3 a.m. We got to get some 3 a.m.
Tallulah.
All right, audible.
In the medieval era, before police officers, criminals caught in the act after blood had blood on their hands. Thus, they were literally caught red-handed.
Okay.
Can you imagine, like, back in the caveman days, they commit murder? They probably still got the clubs sitting
there. They have sitting up to rinse it out.
Him do it.
Yeah, him.
Him kill him. Mary's No Nugget Fun
Man,
Facts.
I don't know how much more I can handle. Come on, bro.
Okay, in the early 1960s, this was interesting. I saw in early 1960s, a band called Night Shift began primarily as the backup for the former NFL Hall of Famer Deacon Jones.
He used to sing?
Yes.
Well, he's a deacon. Most deacons sing. It's getting later. Go ahead.
The group eventually changed their name to War.
Wow. I know. Wow.
Yes.
Is that the War?
What
is it good for? Absolutely not. Say it again. Wow.
Did you know 1 in 5 American adults experience a mental health condition in a given year?
What?
1 in 6
Whoa. 1 in 5 American. I'm sorry. Hold on. 1 in 5 American adults experienced
a mental health condition in a given year.
Year.
You got to think stress, too, is part of mental health, too. So 1 in 6 young people have experienced a major depressive episode.
When you say young, teenage?
Probably young, teenage, I would think. Teenage, young.
Oh, my God.
All right. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
You know I like this.
In the late 1600s, a serial spanker named Thomas Wallace used to terrorize the streets of London with his spanking tactics.
Bruh, bye.
Nicknamed the Whipping Tom, this man would assault unaccompanied women by lifting their dresses and spanking their butts while yelling, "Spanko!"
I know you lying to me on this show.
No.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man. Yeah.
What the? Where's... Now, you know what you need to
That's a fun fact.
You know what you need to be scared of? Mm. His offspring.
Right.
Because there's some spankers.
There's some of those spankos.
Running around right now. His seeds. His
seeds.
Woo. Watch out for the Wallaces. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
You know this. This is always it.
All right. The face of the Statue of Liberty was inspired by Isabella Boyer's face.
Boy, what you say?
She was the widow of Isaac Merritt Singer, who was the inventor of the sewing machine.
Okay.
At that time, Isabella was considered one of the most beautiful women in Europe, which inspired the sculptor to use her face as the model for the famous statue.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know that William Shatner, better known as Captain Kirk from Star Trek, once tried to start up his own lingerie company?
Ha.
Unfortunately, Shatner panties turned out to be a terrible choice for a brand name.
Ha.
Kirk.
Ha. Well, there. Ah. This has to be Spock. May you live long and prosper.
Were you a Trekkie?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Okay.
Ask me if I cried when Spock died, when they put their freaking hands up and he spread his forefinger. May you live long and prosper. You will always be my friend.
Remember me.
You will forever and always be my friend.
What did he say, whisper in his ear? Remember me or?
Oh, sure was.
He something.
But when they died, he said, you will
I'm
forever.
I'm giving her all that gut, Scottish. This Scottish. I'm giving her all that guts. She's dying trying to make it. If I could just get her up to speed, Captain, hold her all you got.
Calm down. We're gonna warp drive.
All right. Things that make you go,
How do we get there from that?
I don't know.
No, don't do that.
When a lioness is in heat, they have a lot of sex.
Oh.
In a single day, they can mate 20 to 40 times.
What?
And it's the lioness who demands to mate.
She's so whorish.
Yeah. Yeah, so you if the male slut. Is tired and
you
can't take it anymore,
slut, you.
She bites his testicles, demanding him to continue.
Now, that's some pressure. You talking about getting that's soft. You bite on me. You better come here. You better, wait a minute, friend. You can't bite me. That is not attractive.
Here go my favorite, one of my favorite parts of the show.
All right, Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts. Okay, this was interesting. Birth order can influence whether a marriage succeeds or fails.
This is crazy. Go, please.
The most successful marriages are those where the oldest marries the youngest of sisters. The oldest male marries the youngest of sisters.
I mean, hold his
two firstborns, however, tend to be more aggressive and can create higher levels of tension.
This is crazy.
Interesting, though, the highest divorce rates are when an only child marries another only child.
That's crazy. Mm. Those are crazy stats, dude.
Did you know?
Okay.
If you want to know whether or not that your object of your affection will be a good marriage partner, check out his or her yearbook photo.
Oh.
In another study, scientists ranked the intensity of people's smiles in their college yearbook photos from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
They found that none of the people with the biggest smiles had divorced.
Really?
While almost 25% of those who didn't smile had ended a marriage. I looked at my yearbook picture this morning, my college yearbook picture, I did not smile.
What?
Nope. I was not smiling.
Hey, coach. You laying the smackdown this morning, bro.
Things that make you go,
That already made me go, that's late. Come on, I can't take it.
Glenn Wolf, also known as the world's most married man, has been married 31 times to 29 different women. And held the record for having the highest monogamous relationships in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What in the world is going on this time? Child, bro. Glenn, Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf, come on, man.
How old is he? We got to see how old Glenn Wolf is.
Yeah, this was back in the black and white days of color of television, so I'm thinking he's probably dead.
He left here a pimp.
Yeah.
he the king of the pimp.
You marry me? Again.
Again.
29 wives.
Thank you.